Good afternoon. It is Friday, April 1st. I'm Josh Sexton of Brugler Marketing and Management here with Alan Brugler. Alan, what are some of the key factors to watch in the current corn market?
December corn took the big break and dragged everything else with it, and that was because of USDA showing us 93.6 million acres of planting intentions for next year. The market's looking around now saying, okay, corn went down, beans went up, the soy-corn ratio is now above 2.5 to 1. Is anybody switching some of that corn ground to beans? And if that's happening, then maybe we don't need to go as far down as the initial reaction. I think you're seeing some feedback that some of the guys that were ramping up corn production fairly aggressively are saying, well, you know, I get this 80-acre field here, this 100-acre field there, I might switch back to beans. So the market's accomplishing its objectives. We won't know for a while what the actual scale of the switches is. But the other thing I'd point out is that we do have on the weekly and monthly charts, we've got several bottoms in the 346 area for front month futures, and that's helping to provide some technical support to the May here.
The wholesale beef market saw choice box beef as high as $234.64 2 weeks ago, but has dropped 6% since then. What implications does this have on the cattle market?
The wholesale prices ramped up. It turns out, based on this week's export sales report, there was a big sale to Japan, the largest sale of the year, actually. That explained that activity, but unfortunately, Japan tends to be a kind of an in-and-out buyer, so that means they're probably not going to be buying much for the next couple of weeks. So the wholesale market's backed off just a little bit. The hog market, of course, is backed off, which had been one of the underpinnings for the cattle. So cash cattle trading about $3 less than last week. So basically, we need the wholesale market to firm up a little bit to get the cash up, and then that'll in turn help the board.
Feeders were limit up yesterday, though.
Feeder cattle, yeah, they were limit up yesterday, primarily because of the drop in corn. Feeders, basically, the equation is your cash cattle minus your costs. And when the corn costs went down, they could pay more for the feeders.
April live cattle futures are down around 5.5% over the last 2 weeks. Any explanation for that?
I think the main thing there is the futures were high relative to the cash. You know, April futures expire here in a couple of weeks. At the beginning of the week, they were about $5 above the CME index, so really limited in their ability to go up until there was evidence that the cash hogs were going up. That isn't happening, so now we're seeing some liquidation pressure in that April contract as the longs have been bullish since November finally decide, okay, it's about done going up. I got to get out before the expiration.
That's all the time we have for today. Thanks a lot, Alan.
My pleasure.
This has been Josh Sexton with Brugler Marketing and Management. From all of us here in Omaha, thanks for listening and have a great day.